This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2337, How to Set Up Money-Saving Solutions to Manage Your Debt by John Skura with MoneyMiniBlog.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. How to Set Up Money-Saving Solutions to Manage Your Debt by John Skura with MoneyMiniBlog.com. Paying off debt is a common goal for many individuals and families in the U.S. However, when you're barely getting by each month, it can be difficult to pay down debt, especially when the interest charges are almost equal to the minimum monthly payment. The following are several suggestions for money-saving solutions that may help you manage your debt to take control of your finances. Number one, brown bag a lunch. Taking your lunch to work each day can save between $20 to $50 per week. With an additional $100 to $200 per month to apply to your debt, you could see your debt amounts begin to dwindle in just a few months, depending on how much debt you owe. Number two, save your spare change. You don't need a piggy bank to save your spare change. Any container will do to hold your spare pocket change each day. You'll be surprised how much money you could save each month to pay down your debt by throwing your change in a jar each day when you come home. However, don't opt for the easy way out when cashing in your change. If you take your change to an automatic coin counter, you could pay from 7 to 10% for the convenience. Instead, ask your bank for free coin rolls and roll your coins at home. Number three, put away the plastic. Vow to use cash only for all purchases during the month. Leave your debit and credit cards at home. Give yourself an allowance at the beginning of the week and limit spending to the cash in your wallet. It's much easier to limit spending when you experience the immediate consequence of money leaving your wallet when you make a purchase instead of using plastic to pay for items. Number four, use money back or cashback websites. If you order most of your supplies and other items online, you may want to investigate the cashback or money back websites. These websites, like Ebates, pays you for shopping online. Just be cautious when using these websites. Always read the fine print and don't purchase items that you don't need just to receive cash back for the purchase. Number five, join rewards programs. Some reward programs offer cash back periodically while others may offer discounts for gas and groceries. As with the cash back websites, always read the fine print of any rewards program before enrolling in the program. Number six, institute no spending days each week. Choose a day each week or several days a month to enforce no spending days. On those days, you avoid spending any money except for absolute necessities. Any money left over at the end of the week or month is paid towards reducing your debt. Number seven, round up entries in your checking account. For each expense or bill paid from your checking account, round up the figure to the nearest dollar. The extra money in the account at the end of the month can also be used to pay towards reducing your debt. Number eight, shop around for services. Shop around for insurance, cell service, cable, internet, gym memberships, bank account fees, and any other expense that may be associated with a service you receive. You'll be surprised at how much you can save each month for these services simply by taking a few minutes to make some telephone calls. As with any service, weigh the cost of the service against the service received to ensure you're receiving value for your money. The lowest fee is not always the best service. And number nine, try living on one income. You and your partner can attempt to live on one income while putting the other person's income in a savings account for a year or longer. The money can be used to pay down debt, purchase a new vehicle, or make a down payment on a new home. Three steps to manage your debt. Finding extra money to pay down debt is not sufficient to manage your debt. To manage your debt efficiently, you need to create and live within a personal budget. A budget allows you to track and control how you spend your money each month. A budget also identifies overspending and areas in which you can cut expenses to save more money. By saving more money each month, you can pay off debt even faster. However, don't forget to add an item to your budget for emergency savings and regular savings. You need an emergency savings account to cover unexpected expenses in the future. An emergency savings account can help you avoid incurring additional debt for an unexpected expense, such as a doctor's bill or a car repair. Saving money and reducing expenses is only one part of the plan. Now you need a strategy to reduce debt. There are several methods for paying off debt. The avalanche method requires you to focus on the debt with the highest interest rate. You pay as much extra money towards that account until it's paid in full. You then focus on the account with the second highest interest rate. The snowball method focuses on paying off the account with the smallest balance and working your way up until the largest account balance is paid in full. Regardless of the method you choose to manage your debt, the key is to be consistent and remain focused until the debt is paid in full. You just listened to the post titled "How to Set Up Money Saving Solutions to Manage Your Debt" by John Skura with MoneyMiniBlog.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. For me, paying off debt was my first taste of financial freedom and financial empowerment. It was intoxicating. If you're just getting started or are in the process of digging out of debt, I know it can feel like a slog, but I promise you that it gets easier over time. You will build frugal muscles and awareness around your finances that will propel you towards other, even more exciting financial goals. For me, the first step to getting out of debt was running a credit report on myself so that I could look at all of my debt collectively. Then I used a debt reduction calculator. There are a ton of free ones online to strategize around how to pay it off fast. An important part of coming up with a plan is knowing how much available money you have to throw at your debt each month. And in order to figure that out, you need to build a budget. While many people roll their eyes at the idea of a budget, remember that it's the simple act of telling your money where to go versus wondering where it went. It's an act of intention. But developing the budget isn't enough. You also have to engage with it often. You have to look at how your actual spending compares with what you said you were going to do in your budget. Budgeting is super important when you're getting out of debt and when you're growing the gap between your income and expenses. But it's possible that you may not have to budget forever. Frankly, I don't do it anymore. The act of intentional spending on only the things I value and prioritizing saving and investing is so deeply ingrained that I no longer need to budget. I simply track my spending to make sure that my annual expenses stay within a ballpark figure. So if it feels like a slog now, I get it, but I also promise you that it's worth it. And that should do it for today. Thank you for being a subscriber or follower of the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.